a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I didn't tell you what I was going to talk about before that song, because I wanted to surprise you.
Oh.
But also, because there's going to be some wincing going on through this story, and probably from the fellas, a little bit of sympathetic, like, gear.
Okay.
Okay. Going to Thailand for this one, mate.
Yeah, sure.
A bit of sympathy for a bloke by the name of Thanat, right? we're having a lot of names to pronounce today, aren't we?
We really are, and you're doing a good job.
Yeah. Nah, he shared a video a couple of days ago of a terrible experience he and his testicles had been through.
Oh, my God. I want to think of some. I don't want to think of any.
Yeah.
Okay.
He woke up at about 10 a.m. What a life. Brilliant.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Went to the toot, gave it a little flush, using that flush to clear away any unwanted surprises, he says.
Men are just
What
disgusting.
Does that mean? Like,
it means that men know. He might have last night come home, dropped a giant deuce and then just didn't flush
it. As if you don't flush twos.
Have you met a man before?
Hi.
Have you met a man?
So once he flushed it and then he sat down, he's like, yep, I'm clearly safe here.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, moments later, Thanet felt a sharp pain in his berries and realised that something was biting his balls.
What?
I reached down and to my horror, I grabbed a snake by the neck with its fangs still sunk in.
No.
He then described how he armed himself with a toilet brush and then battled the testicular targeting serpent.
No.
I jumped up, yanked it off immediately.
Oof.
At that moment, I didn't feel the pain as much as I felt pure shock. I held the snake's neck tightly,
trying
to pull it out of the toilet, but it was incredibly strong and wouldn't budge. Panicking and furious, I spotted a toilet brush nearby and started whacking the snake as hard as I could.
Disgusting. Imagine that state of toilet brush too. Like, you know you're in dire straits when you're happy to use the toilet brush and fling it around the room.
Flex on your face. In the ensuing melee, he struck his own hand a few times. I say hand.
Used for scale. He wanted to make sure.
But no one could blame him for the ferocity with which he defended his testicles. And once the snake finally went limp, he was able to extract its fangs from his balls.
Oh, my God. That is horrific in so many ways.
Called building security to get rid of the now dead python. 12 feet in length.
12-foot python.
Yeah.
He's just inflating that, I reckon.
Yes.
I reckon he's given himself a bit, you know, a little bit of leeway.
To be fair, it was angry, though. It was an angry python. He'd just been whacking it. he'd been whacking it with a dunny brush, but still he's whacking it, isn't he? Different strokes, no kink shaming here.
Whatever you're into.
Don't want a yucky yum.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, you think you've seen comedy shows, right? Mm. There's sort of the standard. You go to a theatre and you sit down and you watch someone tell some jokes. It's very funny and that's cool. But it doesn't have to always be that way, does it?
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
No. I want to introduce you to Matt. He's got a show called Dead to Me, a comedy ghost tour, and it's ghosts with a twist, and better to get him on the line to explain how it all works. So, Matt Bell, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Lingy and Loggy. How's it going?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Let's get this out of the way. What's the layout of your show? How does it work?
Well, there is no layout. As you say, most times you'll go to a theatre, you'll sit down and someone will entertain you, whereas I make you follow me around the streets of Geelong as I recount the second most terrifying night of my life.
Okay.
Really? Okay. So just so we can get a little bit of a visual experience here, which parts of Geelong? We're talking inner CBD, we're talking Pakenham Street, where are we walking?
Well, we're starting at Beeves Bar and we're heading all around that area of Geelong about five or six different terrifying sites that still leave a shiver down my spine.
Oh, my God. This sounds so much fun. Look, you do say walking tour, and that to me, I like that because, you know, that's my pace. But I know you are part of a running club. is this just a way for you to get more runners and you'll actually, you'll say, oh, you're scared, come running. And all of a sudden, I'm in your running club.
Oh, you saw through my plan. No, I actually, look, you just had to walk into it. Look, I am gay and we are renowned for the walking speed. So look, as much, Geelong Comedy Festival informs me they're all about inclusion, so I will be trying my best to slow my walking pace down, so even the straight people can finally feel the benefits of inclusion and be part of it.
So I mean, we don't want any spoilers, but can you give us a bit of an overview of the second scariest night of your life?
I can indeed. I'll tell you where it started. So, look, I went on this fantastic first date with this guy, and it went incredibly well, right? Like, he even asked questions, which, for any of you date men, you'll know how rare that is.
Yeah.
And so I had such high expectations after this first date, and we came back for a second date the week later. I went to a restaurant with him. It was sort of that late COVID time period, you know, where you still have to, like, fill in those paper forms.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
about, like, your name, your phone number, your address. And I watched as he filled out, with none of this knowledge previously, my entire full name, my phone number, and my residential address.
Oh, that's a little red flag.
Isn't it? It's a fun moment when you realise you're accidentally dating your own stalker. And unfortunately, that is only the start of that experience. So it goes to six other stops after that.
Mm. Baby reindeer match?
I will say I already got this show out before Baby Reindeer came on Netflix.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Matt, the dating scene, I mean, I haven't had to be part of it for a long time, fortunately, would be hard enough anyway, but when you're mid-date and you realise it's going pear-shaped, it's quite confronting, I'd imagine.
Oh, look, there aren't many ways to get out of it, to be honest. I mean, my worst experience was probably when I faked an international work Zoom call at about 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
To get out of a date where I accidentally... The guy ordered an entire plate of about 2 kilos of chicken wings, which I assumed, as did the waiter, were for the both of us.
Oh.
And then when the waiter walked away, he turned to me and said, are you not going to order anything?
And then
we maintained direct eye contact. Well, he then ate 2 kilos of chicken wings. And when I say entire chicken wings, I don't just mean chicken wing meat. I mean meat and bones.
What?
And chicken tenders.
Okay.
I've never been able to look at chicken wings the same way.
This guy's name wasn't Tom Lewis by any chance.
Hey, no, I don't eat the bone. I don't eat the bone.
Holy moly. Get that caught in your throat. Hey, So it's Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd of November, a comedy ghost tour, but it's the ghosts of scary dates past, essentially.
It is indeed. It's not scary for the audience. It's only scary for me as I have to relive that awful date every night.
I absolutely love that. It's a one-of-a-kind show, mate.
Yeah, it's certainly different than anything else you'll ever see.
Mm. Well, it's part of the Geelong Comedy Festival as well, so you can get online, geelongcomedyfestival.com.au, get yourself some tickets and go for a lovely stroll. Fingers crossed for good weather for you too, mate.
Oh, well, we can only help, but it will be going ahead, rain or shine, so bring an umbrella.
Brilliant. Love it. It's happening on Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of November. Tickets are just $25. Matt Bell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me this morning, team.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It is a conspiracy theory no more. It is fact. 100% fact. Did you get us the X-Files music or you forgot to do that? Hey! Should never have doubted him.
Never doubt.
No, sometimes doubt me.
It is being reported now. Just lock this as fact. A former senior advisor to multiple US presidents, so we're talking top of the chain sort of thing here, has claimed, he's come out on via X or Twitter, that he was briefed on other world technologies by a top CIA official in the 1960s.
Yeah. 60s, wow.
Yes.
Area.
Now, Area 51, correct.
Yeah,
now, we're not talking about just some random CIA guy. We're talking about top.
The CIA guy.
Yeah, well, the one who organised the Bay of Pigs invasion under the Kennedy thing of Cuba. Like, like top of the tree type staff. Course, yeah. So this guy, this senior advisor, served under JFK, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, and Gerald Ford.
Oh, wow. Hi, I'm Gerald Ford.
Man, The Simpsons raised me. Simpsons. I know all the political things.
So he said that the Department of Defense had provided high-level classifications on other-world technologies, which had been this bloke, Richard Bissell, who was the CIA guy, who was in charge of Skunk Works. Now, Skunk Works is their code name, their area for Area 51,
Hit
Los
it, Tom.
Alamos. Oh. But he was sworn to secrecy.
I was engrossed in the story.
Sorry.
No, I wasn't. My mind was elsewhere.
Do you want to go even deeper down the rabbit hole
me.
Of like this
take
is going
me.
In a bit of conspiracy theory stuff? But so we're talking about top secret clearances here, the top of the top secret clearances back in the 60s.
Okay.
Area 51, Tommy. He was told by rocket scientist Lawrence Preston Geiss. Now, that name means nothing to you, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not going to start any conspiracy theories. How about this? That man, who was the rocket scientist who was working around this stuff, reverse engineering the unidentified flying objects, is the grandfather of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
Oh!
You're telling me Jeffrey Bezos hasn't got some of that tech just tucked away and that's how Amazon got rolling?
Of course he does. And not only that, he's got the big peen rocket.
That's right. Alien technology in the peen.
Thank you. They are, claims the US government, in possession of advanced technology made off-world by non-human intelligence.
Wow.
I'm not even surprised.
He looks like an alien, doesn't he?
Well, and a number of other people have backed it up, senior officials and that, saying that they had to retrieve non-human craft and even had to recover alien bodies at the time in the 1950s. There it is. Just read it. Do yourself a favour. Go on a deep dive, Log. You will
love
go down
this.
The rabbit hole.
Blingy, I never thought that you were like this.
I wasn't totally until I read this. This is top-level stuff and the Jeff Bezos link and everything like that. Done, Tommy.
Got weird him. That it all only happened in the 50s and 60s, hey, and then it just stopped. There's just nothing else since.
Well,
it couldn't come out till now.
Yeah. See, top-secret documents get sealed away.
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy coming out's possibly on his last legs. I reckon this is his final confession to the world to say, hey, this is out there.
Yeah.
I need to pass on this knowledge to
and then
others.
He gets the old Jeffrey Epstein treatment.
The Boeing.
The Boeing treatment.
The Boeing treatment.
Okay, we might have gone too far.
Space The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. I've got a question, and I never thought of this question before until I saw it online. In a year, are there 7 billion birthdays or 365 birthdays?
Well,
now, you and I...
clearly 7 billion. I've just got to get in there and say there's 7 billion people, 7 billion birthdays.
And I feel the same way as you, Tom, but Cameron Lee.
Yeah, no, I'm shocked that you two have answered it this way. There are 7 billion births occurred, but on 365 days, hence the word birthdays.
Ooh. Yeah, but you celebrate a birthday.
Mm.
So we got you there. Ha-ha! Mm. Thank you, Brain.
Good save.
We're going to a poll, though. We need an answer on this.
Oh, yeah, let's do one of these. Please help. Call me now.
The K-Rock phone poll. All right, Brendan in Corio, what do you reckon? 7 billion birthdays or 365?
365. We don't walk around saying it's Lauren Day or Tom Day. It's your birthday, so we share it around. Sharing is caring.
Okay.
And we got 365.
Nice, Brendo. Love it.
I'll just say Macedonians have name days. So
well, it's a different thing.
It
though.
Is.
It's a different
well,
day.
It's like Conday.
But is it your birthday? Is your name day your birthday?
It's a separate day.
Don't complicate things.
I know, sorry,
things.
I'm just...
That's one for 365. Thank you, Brendo.
I do walk around saying it's Tom Day on my birthday.
1,000% you do.
And when it's not my birthday also. Beck's in Grovedale. Beck, what do you say? Is it 7 billion birthdays a year or 365?
Well, we've got something slightly different. My 9-year-old, we're on the way to school, and he tells me... Well, he's right here. Do you want to tell me what... Tell them what your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
I think that it should actually be 366 birthdays because you'll have to include a leap year.
Of course. Leap year.
This year, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Apology.
The 9-year-old trumps you.
Yeah.
We're used to it. It's fine.
It happens often. Okay, so we're still saying, though, so 366.
The number of days of the year.
Okay. Rather than 7 billion. That's two for your side, Cameron Ling. What about Alan in Corio? 7 billion birthdays or 366?
I have to go with Lingy.
Yes.
365, 66, whatever. Oh, my gosh.
But 366
because
of the leap year, yeah.
This year, yep.
Okay.
That's three.
All right.
This Everyone is looking good for you, too.
Jumping on with the nine-year-old.
Righto, Lewis from Dingley, bring this one home. Where do you sit, 7 billion or 365 slash 6?
Hey, guys, how are we all?
Yeah, good.
Definitely 365.
Wow.
Yeah. That's definitely the one.
Yes.
What's your logic, though? Why do you say that?
There's 365 days in the year.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, that is very pure.
I mean, I can't argue with that. You got me there. Got me a ripper.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.